This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, we are live, and you can give us a call at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. And if you're not listening live, but you have a question or a comment about this show or any other show, you can call our 24-hour voicemail line at 323-SEX-8266. 323-SEX-8266. So I know if you're a regular listener of the show, you know what a dominatrix is, because we've talked to a lot of professional dominants over the years. But do you know what a shamanatrix is? Well, guess what? You're going to find out today. Let me tell you about my guest. Domina Dia is a shamanatrix, a professional dominatrix who incorporates spiritual and healing modalities into her BDSM practice in order to offer her clients transformational and life-altering experiences. Her 10 years as a professional dominatrix in New York City, along with her lifelong engagement with yoga, magic, and witchcraft, have honed her skills of domination with a mixture of shamanism, psychomagic, holistic health practices, and ritual work. She and her dom wife, Lucy Sweetkill, founded La Maison du Rouge on similar compassionate and principled BDSM interests after meeting at a commercial BDSM house. Dia has been a guest on numerous kink, sex, and spirituality forums, including The Kink Doctor's YouTube talk show, Witch Wave podcast, Down for Whatever podcast, Banana Magazine, and more. Dia enjoys traveling the world, archery, roller skating, making heart connections, and tending to her home in Brooklyn with her cat and her life partner. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Dia.
Thank you, Tristan. I'm so honored to be here.
I'm really excited to have you because, as I said, we've had a lot of people talk about various aspects of BDSM on the show, but we never had someone who identifies as a shamanatrix.
Awesome.
And so a dominatrix, as I said in the intro, is a professional dominant who does BDSM scenes with clients. Tell me, for you, what it means to be a shamanatrix.
I think for me, it's taking my BDSM practice and mixing it with my spiritual practices. And a lot of times I believe that dominatrixes will have experiences with their clients that provide life-altering experiences to begin with. And then so incorporating the element of healing and spirituality into that life-altering experience fits with my mission in life, which is essentially leave everything better than you found it. Mm. So as much as I can, and it's, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge because I can't help everybody, but as much as I can, I try to really get to the heart of who this person that I'm seeing is, and understand their needs, and then take it kind of like from a slightly more mystical perspective as to how our play can maybe induce some kind of trance state, which is commonly known as subspace. Mm-hmm. Or just kind of incorporate an element of magic and like the feminine divine, and bringing into their understanding like that the experience of BDSM could be so much more than just bodily. It can be, you know, of a larger scope of experience, like a little more mystical.
And so I've spoken to a number of professional dominants, and as a practitioner of BDSM, I know that there is transformational potential in all BDSM that we do. But what does it mean to you, and why is it important for you to specifically name the spiritual aspect of your work?
I think it helps to give it meaning in ways that where you can have this experience that it transcends BDSM, and so that you can kind of take it with you into your daily life as this thing that maybe originated way beyond anything that is contained within BDSM, but is like even larger than life or larger than just kink play, or larger than you know, just pain and sadomasochism and submission. It's like a form of worship and of devotion, and it's almost like a religious experience even.
And so I imagine you don't attract the sort of typical client that would see, say, any other professional dominant, you know, who promotes, you know, what their skill set is and a kind of non-spiritual BDSM. So what are your clients like?
Well, I do actually have clients that are a little more conventional and seeking the things that I guess they would seek from anybody else. Because I also, being intersectional, I'm Asian, and that does have an appeal to a lot of people as well. But I think that some people, you know, they're seeking something a little, I don't want to say deeper, because I feel like everybody's seeking something with a certain amount of depth when they come and play in a scene. But it's the deeper unknown. It's like, it's not like just they're looking for a certain amount of unknown in what's going to happen, like not knowing and being uncertain as to what the activities will be, but how deep that they're willing to open themselves up in a way that might surprise them, because there is a very pervasive sense to being devoted to something or somebody greater than yourself. And I think that there's also an element of people who are ready to seek that, that, you know, the clients that are ready to go deeper within themselves and to open themselves up in a way that's like not just sexual, but also more spiritual and looking for something that that can be, that isn't necessarily easily defined, you know, that they are looking kind of for a mystical experience.
And so I imagine, like, you don't get a lot of, like, newcomers to the world of BDSM, or do you?
I do. I think that it's interesting. I'm actually very fortunate to be in this position because I have to admit that being, like, a pretty woman and using my looks is a huge part of my draw. And so some people come, and they come for the looks, they come for the, you know, the eye candy, but then they stay for the connection. And so, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
So they're drawn in, and this is a very witchy thing to do, is like using my looks and kind of like glamoring my clients into my web, let's say, and they, you know, they're like, oh, you're so pretty. You're so young, but I definitely have a lot of skills and a lot of substance and a lot of tools for making connections with people beyond just my looks.
I love this idea. It's incredibly subversive. Like you've drawn them in with one thing, but then all of a sudden they find themselves in it and say, oh, wait, this is different than I thought it was going to be, which must be, and you know, a really intense experience for some people, right? When they thought they were sort of getting one thing and then they get something with maybe like a little bit more layers.
Yes, absolutely. More layers. And that's kind of the, those kind of like modalities are, I think, very captivating and can be extremely effective in also bringing them into a different state for themselves. And once they start understanding that, that BDSM, like a BDSM scene is so much more than just what's happening on the surface, they start to crave it more because they realize that they themselves are infinite as well.
That's okay. That's a great line. We've got to take our first commercial break, but I hope Raymond just tweeted that out because he live tweets the shows. let's take a break, hear from our fantastic sponsors. And when we come back, more with Dia. So stay with us.
Sharpen your pencils and polish your apples because the Pleasure Chest is taking you back to school. The Pleasure Chest is the only adult boutique that offers free weekly workshops through their Pleasure Ed program, which is open to folks of all genders, experiences, and orientations who are looking to increase their sexual IQ. With classes ranging from strap on, get off, to the ultimate O, to spank someone happy, education has never been so stimulating. Attend any workshop at the Pleasure Chest and receive 15% off your purchase that night. Bring a hot study date or pick up some skills yourself. Check out pleasurechest.com for a complete listing of upcoming events nationwide and use the code Tristan at checkout to enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to paradise for the seventh time, and once again, we're taking over Desire Resort Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Chara from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
To come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with Domina Dia, who's a professional dominatrix who incorporates spiritual and healing modalities into her BDSM practice. She's from New York City. And Dia, I was interested in what you said before the break about sort of using your glamour to draw folks in. So using kind of this, you know, the way that you look and how that can appeal to people, and you're strikingly gorgeous. So you can see how people would just like sort of be like, yeah, of course I want to play with that person. And this reminds me of something that was on your Twitter feed. So I'm going to quote your Twitter feed. I'm coming to the realization that keeping up with the latest agent provocateur and Louboutin trends and modeling is not my thing. I enjoy seeing others do that, but I don't have much energy for it. I'm more of an art performer, and I prefer the weird and artsy, end quote. So this makes me think of a sort of a practical question, which is, how do you balance kind of these traditional pro-dom practices, like asking for clients for tribute gifts or practices like wish lists? Essentially, how do you balance, you know, the trappings of capitalism and these deep spiritual practices?
Well, I think that it's all a part of, everything is a part of everything. And so basically money is a form of energy exchange. And while I honor that we do live in a capitalistic society and economy, and that the reality is that everybody needs money to survive in some way, it's not necessarily my priority. Like, I'm not out there, I'm not a hustler. I align. So I'll use my own rituals and my own spirituality to get myself into alignment with what it is that I believe that the universe, will bring me once I ask, you know, once I know what it is that I want. So I think that, like, everything, I don't think that there's any necessarily opposition. I think that there are opposites, and I think that those opposites exist so that we can recognize one from the other, and that everything that is opposite can exist also in a state of equilibrium. Balance is not like a constant thing. It's something that we always have to work at, and sometimes, you know, it's more of one side than the other. I did the whole, you know, modeling thing for a long time. I actually have a background in visual art and performance. And so I was able to explore my own vanity for a very long time. I did, you know, self-portraits, like, till I couldn't look at myself anymore. And that exploration brought me to the idea that performing was really fun for me, because I actually got to use this body to be something else. And there would be times when I didn't want to be like a pretty Asian lady. So I explored other kinds of identities and other forms of like being and looking and acting based on my costuming. And then I realized that being a professional dominatrix was kind of both of those things. Like, I could be a really pretty woman and also perform in a certain way that wasn't necessarily in line with how I looked. So that was really exciting to me. I enjoy being a paradox. And and the tweet that you just referred to was something that recently came about when I was at a photo. It was after a photo shoot with Lucy, my partner, and she's traditionally pretty. She's, in my opinion, very beautiful, and she's maybe just begun this kind of exploration of modeling and being in front of the camera and, you know, being seen kind of like in this two-dimensional way. And where I was maybe at, I'm at the end of that exploration. And so I felt like that game of, you know, trying to market and sell myself in a particular way wasn't really working for me. And it ended up just making me feel like inadequate. Like I'm not conventionally pretty. And thank you for saying that, you know, for the compliment. But I think that, you know, I am able to shapeshift into a pretty lady, but I'm also able to shapeshift into a whole bunch of other more interesting and I guess like weird creatures. And that with domination and with spirituality and with witchcraft all kind of melded together, I'm able to do all those things at the same time.
And you've said several times that you're Asian. And I know that women of color face various obstacles, stigmas, and double standards in different elements of the sex industries. So what is it like to be an Asian woman who's a professional dominant? What are some of the challenges that you face?
I honestly don't face a lot of challenges. I think that I'm able to somehow use it to my advantage. And I know that other women of color, I mean, specifically darker shades of skin color, have more difficulty kind of like joining the ranks of the women with lighter skin color, which I think is really ridiculous, because essentially we're all human and we all have our own beautiful attributes about us. But I think that our culture is definitely biased toward lighter skinned people. And so in a way, like the racism that I experience is benevolent in a way where, you know, the people that come to me, they already have a more positive bias toward me because my race is seen as like, exotic and, I don't know, just meticulously service oriented or more inclined to be like, I guess, intelligent. And while I honor, you know, like I realize that these are stereotypes, but I also honor those things about myself. Like I don't think that they are untrue of myself. But I'm also able to take some of the more, harmful stereotypes and flip them around, because I think that there's also more general stereotypes about women and being more subservient or submissive and women of color being less like able to, I guess, navigate in society as white women do. So I just kind of play with all of it.
Well, and I mean, so it sounds like you don't mind being sort of exoticized, which some people would say, don't exoticize me, you know, don't sort of fetishize me because of my race. But you feel in control of that piece.
I feel in control of it because I'm actually using it as a marketing tool. And for me to say, you know, I'm Asian, come see me because I'm a pretty Asian lady, and then being like, don't exoticize me. I think there's a really fine line in determining the intent of the client and why they're coming. And also there's kind of like there's a degree of removal in that I'm not involved in what they're doing and their perspective. Like if it's harmful to me and if it's harmful to an entire race of people, I would want to at least address it. But for me to be kind of hypocritical about it, I don't think is really helpful. There's definitely, I guess, more insidious ways of stereotyping Asian women or using racism against Asian women. I personally have not come upon too many of those myself. I know that Lucy has. And a lot of people, you know, they just, it's a power trip. And for me, I don't play into that because I feel like I'm already in a place of power and I'm just like, you know, decline.
So you recently wrote a piece for Banana Magazine about Asian American dominatrixes. And I'm wondering what what you found in terms of similarities and what you found in terms of differences with the women that you spoke to.
Okay. So I actually didn't write that piece. It was another Asian woman named Tiffany. And I believe that she did a little bit of research. But just to answer your question, I do have quite a few Asian American colleagues, and we're all on kind of like an interesting plane of existence where most of the Asian American women that come into domination, I feel like enter at a slightly elevated tier where they themselves are regarding themselves as above average, which I think is fascinating. And I've definitely come upon more of the, I want to say more like playful and gentle side of domination with my Asian American colleagues. And I think that the level of sadism isn't like super high, except for with my partner, Lucy. She's extremely sadistic, and that's actually what makes her stand out. And I love that about her. It's a really great balance.
You may not consider yourself sadistic, but you do talk about, and the things that I've read about you is you do talk about sort of dark places and helping people go into the darkness. Yes. And I'm wondering how you balance kind of what the client wants with what you want. But you're going to have to hold that thought. You're going to consider that because they're telling me and we need to take another commercial break. So
perfect.
When we come back, Dia is going to answer that question. So don't go anywhere. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Sharpen your pencils and polish your apples because the Pleasure Chest is taking you back to school. The Pleasure Chest is the only adult boutique that offers free weekly workshops through their Pleasure Ed program, which is open to folks of all genders, experiences, and orientations who are looking to increase their sexual IQ. With classes ranging from strap on, get off, to the ultimate O, to spank someone happy, education has never been so stimulating. Attend any workshop at the Pleasure Chest and receive 15% off your purchase that night. Bring a hot study date or pick up some skills yourself. Check out pleasurechest.com for a complete listing of upcoming events nationwide and use the code Tristan at checkout to enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to paradise for the 7th time, and once again, we're taking over Desire Resort Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Chara from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
To come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
Are you LGBTQIA?
genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink-competent, sex-positive, queer-affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. If you're a regular listener, you know that I always praise The Pleasure Chest, my incredible sponsor. And I know I let you know what's going on at their stores because they have this great Pleasure Ed program where they have workshops every single week at various locations and they're all free. So let me tell you what's coming up. In Los Angeles, May 30th, Dom and Sub with Mistress Mary. That's apropos. In New York City, May 30th, Oral for All with Carly and Emma. And in Chicago, May 30th, that's the spot, G and P Spot Basics with Ant. Go to thepleasurechest.com, click on events for that information. And while you're there, why don't you shop and get yourself something? I also want to remind you that my Sex Educator Bootcamp Level 1 and Level 2 are available online now. So whether you are a budding sex educator, you're thinking about getting into the field, or maybe you've been in the field for a few years and you want to up your skills, you want to level up, go to sexeducatorbootcamp.com for all the details. And you can then download it and watch it and get all the resources on your time. Plus, we've got a new commercial on the show, which you may have heard on the break, which is for The Swing Set Takes Desire. These are the fun folks at Life on the Swing Set hosting their 7th annual trip to the greatest place on earth, Desire Resort in Cancun, Mexico. They do a complete takeover of the resort, and it's a really inclusive, sex-positive, consent-driven, queer-friendly event. Don't let the name swing or swinger fool you. This is an entirely different crop of swingers and polyamorous people. I'm going again this year and I cannot wait. It's November 3rd to the 10th. And again, it's in Cancun, Mexico. And if you're interested, you should find out more about it and reserve your spot at ssdesire.com. So I have been talking today with professional dominant Domina Dia. And before the break, I asked her a question, which then she had the break to sort of think about, which was basically how do you balance kind of what the client wants? So a client may come to you and say, I want this kind of scene or these kinds of things or this kind of domination with what you want. Because I imagine as a dominant and someone who's into dominance, you also want to do what you want to do.
Yeah, of course. and usually it's a give and take. And so there's me giving them what they want and then they have to give me what I want. So sometimes it becomes a little bit of a game, in order for them to get what they want. And, they have to, of course, bend to my will. And that kind of dynamic makes it a little more fluid so that when they get what they want, they actually feel like, oh, this is so pleasing. This is so pleasurable. This is why I'm here. And then sometimes it's on the other end of it is that, oh, I have to sustain, you know, I'm working really hard for this thing that I really want when I'm doing. And a lot of the things that I'm doing aren't necessarily like the opposite of what they want. It's not like something where I'm past their limits or I'm just doing it because I'm super sadistic. It's more just like, it's more like perverting, what it is that they've asked for to the level of it being kind of like amusing for me. and I'm laughing because I think a lot of times, you know, some people, they have this idea in their mind. It's this fantasy, and they have it like all kind of mapped out, and it's going to be this way. And they're so excited. But then when I bring my level of pervitude into it and kick it up a notch for them, and sometimes I'm like, well, isn't this what you want? And and it confuses them. That really brings me a lot of joy.
So you mess with them a little bit.
I mess with them a little bit, definitely.
So listeners out there, I don't feel like I can have any guest who works at any level of the sex industry on this show without talking about SESTA and FOSTA. You've heard me talk about it before, but I'm just going to recap. In February, the House of Representatives passed a bill that combined the Senate's SESTA and the House's FOSTA. And this new SESTA-FOSTA bill is really problematic. It purports to stop sex trafficking, which of course, on the surface, sounds great. We don't want anyone to be trafficked in any kind of labor, right? We're all against that. Mm-hmm. But in the writing of the law, it's actually quite problematic. And it opens online platforms to new criminal and civil liability for sex trafficking at both the federal and state levels, or for even supporting something that they don't know is on their site. It also expands federal criminal prostitution laws. We're trying to decriminalize prostitution, and we're like over-criminalizing it now. And it basically to cover those who use the internet to promote or facilitate prostitution. So if they find that your website is promoting or facilitating prostitution, many platforms would feel pressure to become more restrictive and to censor. And we've actually seen this already happen. Craigslist personal ads have been shut down. The Woodhull Sexual Freedom Summit has a sex work track, an entire track at their conference. And they recently sent out a press release saying they will not include any information, descriptions, or titles of the workshops or the panels on that track, because they don't want to be prosecuted. And the sex ed platform O-School has told their educators not to make mention of sex work in their broadcasts. So it's having far-reaching consequences. And I'm just wondering for you, Dia, how has the passage of SESTA and FOSTA impacted your work and business?
To be honest, it has affected our community in a very panicking way. Like we're all kind of just like, what's going on? What's a fact? What's not a fact? What's a rumor? I think that being in a place of privilege also is, it gives us the ability to see what's going on without being directly affected by it just yet. So even though a lot of listing sites have gone down, somehow the one that I use is still up. And we in the New York area, the most of the pro doms and a lot of the escorts have banded together to create a lot of fundraising and benefit events for the less privileged. And we've also held a lot of meetings and gatherings together where we talk about what we can do to avoid being shut down. And I just, you know, like my heart goes out to all of the women who are actually having to adjust their entire lifestyle because of this, because I'm still able to advertise online. I'm still able to do the things that I do pretty smoothly. But I know that there's a lot of people that cannot do this and can't do it safely. So losing the ability to screen, losing the ability to have access to safe environments and blacklists and a community is paramount to the destruction that this bill is causing. And I just, you know, like it feels like they're trying, they as in the government, is trying to basically abolish sex work because it's under this false pretense of sex trafficking, which, you know, they're using almost like fake advertising.
As a cover, right?
Yeah. 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 It's a fraudulent way of advertising. And there's actually a lot going on that is still happening within human trafficking and sex trafficking that's not being seen because it can't be tracked through something like Backpage. I think that there was actually a sting where Backpage was instrumental in helping to uncover some happenings that were that had to do with underage sex trafficking or underage prostitution. So now that everything is underground, it's like we have to kind of rebuild ourselves up in a way that circumvents these like algorithms and these roadblocks. But I don't see an end to sex work at all. Like, I don't think it'll ever end.
Well, of course it won't end.
Right.
But the question will the government make it less safe? And I'm glad that you acknowledged your privilege because you do sex work indoors. You do sex work that costs a lot of money. You do sex work that doesn't involve sexual contact, is only BDSM. So in some place you are in a kind of protected bubble. Right.
Yes.
But I think you see the connection between if others are not safe, if others have lost their platforms, if others have gone underground in terms of communicating, screening clients, talking about which clients are dangerous, that's going to hurt all of sex work.
Yes, absolutely. And we're all in this together. Mm.
Okay, let's take another commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk more with Dia about La Maison de Rouge and some exciting thing that she has going on Monday nights. So stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Sharpen your pencils and polish your apples because the Pleasure Chest is taking you back to school. The Pleasure Chest is the only adult boutique that offers free weekly workshops through their Pleasure Ed program, which is open to folks of all genders, experiences, and orientations who are looking to increase their sexual IQ. With classes ranging from strap on, get off, to the ultimate O, to spank someone happy, education has never been so stimulating. Attend any workshop at the Pleasure Chest and receive 15% off your purchase that night. Bring a hot study date or pick up some skills yourself. Check out pleasurechest.com for a complete listing of upcoming events nationwide and use the code Tristan at checkout to enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to paradise for the seventh time, and once again, we're taking over Desire Resort Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Chara from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
To come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
Are you LGBTQIA?
genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We've been talking about all things BDSM with Domina Dia. Now, La Maison de Rouge is the Dom Dungeon that you co-founded and co-run with Lucy Sweetkill. And every Monday night, you host these live broadcasts on Periscope from the dungeon. So tell me what those are like.
Well, actually, La Maison de Rouge is a brand. So we don't really...
Oh, you don't have a physical space.
We do have a physical space, but it's not... It's not exclusively just a physical space. It's just a brand that kind of is a placeholder for much more that we'll be growing into. And so, yes, we do have these live broadcasts every Monday on Periscope, where we bring in members of our community, as well as people of interest that intersect with kink in some way. And we get them to share their stories, and we talk and we laugh and we have conversations about, you know, whatever is current or whatever is funny. And sometimes we do like explorations of fun fetishes. Like we recently had a food fetish broadcast where first it was like eating and then feeding, and then it ended up with me sitting in a cake.
Covering all the bases of food fetish. Got it.
Absolutely. but the Periscopes, we kind of started as a way to create a platform to share stories. And it turns out that right now is more important than ever to share stories, because it humanizes people that are into kink or sex workers or anybody really, that has something to say about their journey in kink. And we even have a few subs who I would call our BDSM success stories, because their journeys into kink have led them into a more constructive way of life, as opposed to a destructive way of life that it, had they not found kink, may have happened. I mean, we don't really know for sure, but I'm really excited to share these stories and to have these broadcasts, because it's really important for like the world basically to understand that people who are into kink or people who are sex workers are human and have very real lives and aren't just, you know, laying around wearing their latex, you know, munching on bonbons with their feet propped up on some gimp. Not our
or that might be it, though, if that's consensual and that's your thing.
Right. Yeah, but that's definitely not an all-day occurrence.
So I'm wondering actually how SESTA and FOSTA impacts this, and whether Periscope might kick you off for even mentioning professional domination or professional BDSM or sex work of any kind. Because there is talk like that Skype has changed its terms of service and now you can't talk about any kind of sex work on Skype. So technically we're violating Skype's terms of service right now, but don't worry. So are you worried that Periscope might kick you off?
We've actually been suspended a few times for having more, I guess, objectionable material on there. And we've learned our lesson, you know, like we're not doing whippings or canings or you know, bloody beatings, because I guess that those were considered violent, even though they were 100% consensual. We focus now just on talking, and the talking that we do is, you know, unless they change their terms again, it doesn't violate any of their terms of service. And I think that as long as we're able to do this, we're going to keep doing this, just like you and I are doing this on Skype right now. You know, they're not kicking us off yet. We're not doing any damage to anybody by talking about sex work. We're not selling sex, you know, like this isn't like a video feed of some sort of remote sex happening. It's just talk. And neither of us have said anything profane or, you know,
well, it depends on who's listening.
I suppose.
Perhaps everything you've said is profane to someone out there, sure. Right? Or maybe they aren't listening. Maybe that's the point.
Well, hopefully they're listening close enough and then they hear the profane and they understand that it is the opposite of sublime, which cannot exist without the other. And they go, oh my gosh. And a big light bulb goes on and everything changes.
That would be magic for sure. Yeah. Speaking of magic,
yes.
We are going to tweet out the link. So if you want to follow those live broadcasts every Monday night on Periscope, Raymond's going to tweet out the link for that. So don't worry about that on our Twitter feed. So we only got a minute left. I'm wondering where you think BDSM is going. It's been around for a while. It's now got some mainstream recognition. Do you see the future of it?
I do. I see it as, okay, well, actually, I was having a conversation with somebody who identified mostly as vanilla. And she was like, well, what does it mean to be kinky? And I said, well, it's basically anything outside of traditional, like genital or oral sex. And so she was like, well, I guess I'm a little kinky. And so I feel like that line is becoming more blurred as time goes on. And as we discover ourselves and our own sexuality and we start embracing all of these elements of sexuality and how, you know, it doesn't really take much to become or to be or to play in a kink way. And I think that that's where we're going, is that more and more people will start to question, like, where is this line? And it's like, well, maybe it's not a line. Maybe it's more like a smudge that is getting lighter and lighter. And that eventually everything, you know, like will be accepted as just sexuality.
Yeah, we're all going to be a little kinky in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all a little gay, you know, we're all a little kinky. Why not?
Thank you so much, Dia. This conversation has been awesome. Thank you. Let me tell people how to get a hold of you. You can find her at dominadynasty.com and, of course, at lamaisondurouge.com. Dia is also on Twitter at @DominaDynasty and on Instagram at @Dia_Dynasty. Thanks so much, Dia.
Thank you, Tristan. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And I really, really appreciate being able to share and talk and laugh with you.
Me too. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, senior producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, A-Rod, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the show. Until then, you can get me on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram at Tristan Taramino. You can get the show on Twitter and links that apply to this particular show at Sex Out Loud Radio on Twitter, at Sex Out Loud Radio. And until next time, folks, take some time to talk about sex and also SESTA and also FOSTA out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.